Welcome, my friends, to Gems from Heaven podcast. I will come praising the mighty deeds of the Lord God. I will praise your righteousness, yours alone. Psalm 71, verse 16. This psalm should remind us of what Paul said in Romans 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Here is the gem. According to Paul, the strength or power of the Lord is in the gospel of Jesus Christ, who was crucified on our behalf that we might be made right before God. Certainly, the word of God was the basis of strength for David, just as the gospel of Christ is the basis of strength for believers today. David said that he would make mention of God's righteousness exclusively. The word translated righteousness indicates God's justice, right actions, and attitude. So, five times in Psalm 71, David speaks of God's righteousness. In correlation to Romans 1, verse 17, the believer cannot rely upon the power of God without being exposed to God's righteousness. For God's power reveals His righteousness. Those who are the recipient of God's justice must live a life of total trust and reliance upon that power. David was determined to speak of God's justice and His alone. Same is true for the believer today in the gospel of Christ. Paul said that he wanted to be found in Christ, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Philippians 3, verse 9. So, proclaiming the gospel of Christ and its requirements is to praise the mighty deeds of the Lord God. Look again next week for another podcast of Gems from Heaven. But in the meantime, my friend, thanks for listening to this gem, and may you have a great and joyous day.